first flight shouldn't be your short flight, like where you record your shot. First flight should be always your test flight. So keep things ready from your client end and then you take a flight. You see this weird looking goo on it, yeah? You just pour it. So you assemble all your drone components, pour everything, all the liquid over it. Just soak it in liquid, make sure each and every corner is covered, and then it's waterproofed. Protection is always better. Prevention. Start charging what the market values are. Just because you want the shoot, don't go low on prices. That just creates a very bad scene for the other drone operators.
So we'll get a bit technical now. Technical drone building and stuff. I was watching one of the Shark Tank episodes. There was one company in which they were selling drones, right?
Yeah.
So what is FPV drones?
So FPV stands
just to break
for
down.
Yeah. So FPV stands for first person view. You wear the goggles. You get the feed in your goggles, and it's like flying an actual plane. So it's very immersive.
Do you get it 3D?
No, it's not 3D. It is a
2D. But are there anything very good in 3D?
No.
Just asking. So people might be thinking.
Yeah. So FPV is not 3D. It is not augmented reality. It's not virtual reality. It is just a 2D image that is shown in both your screens.
I saw one of your posts where you had waterproofed the drone.
Yeah.
It's really amazing. I saw it like going in the water, and I used to always think I want to fly a drone which is waterproof, but how do you make it, because the windings and all are
so
open, right?
Two things in the drone are already waterproof. One is your motors. The winding is enamel coated.
All the drones, like, or
every motor will have an enamel coating on the, because imagine that winding, if you do it, it's a winding. It shouldn't touch, so it has to be coated.
Yeah, so I can fly the mini somewhat in slide.
Only
it shouldn't go in the board.
Shouldn't go in the?
Near the circuit board.
So most of the DJI electronics is conformal coated. Conformal coating is basically waterproofing. All their circuit boards already have a basic level of waterproofing. Unless you dip the drone. People have even dipped the drone and then they've crashed in ponds and then they've rescued the drone like 2-3 days and put it in the rice and it has worked. DJI drones can be flown in rain, but
don't
fly. I'm not responsible.
Yeah, other than that, what else than waterproofing?
Asking about waterproofing. So you get this coating, silicon based coating. There is a solvent inside. So as you apply it, the solvent dissolves in the air and the coating becomes, you can experience it. Yeah, so you see this weird looking goo on it, yeah?
Yeah.
This thing. It's very soft to touch. So, and if you have to solder and stuff, then you just
peel it off. Soldering.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You can peel it off and then reapply. So you just pour it. So you assemble all your drone components, okay? Remove everything without desoldering. Plugs and everything has to be connected. Then you pour everything, all the liquid over it. Just soak it in liquid. Make sure each and every corner is covered. And then it's waterproofed. Protection is always better. Prevention.
Can you tell me like the typical parts for a build, FPV build?
Yeah, sure. So the FPV drone has four or five main parts. So first thing is your frame or the carbon fiber frame. You need to select the frame according to your flying characteristics. So this is what I like. This is what I purchased. Then your next thing is your motors. And you do some calculations and, you know, according to the thrust, according to the payload, you choose the motors with the particular thrust. Then there is flight controller and speed controller. Flight controller and speed controller, they speak to each other. Basically, flight controllers tell the speed controller how much motor rotations to give to each motor. Those two parts. Then the next part is your video camera. Video transmission. This camera sends the video feed to your goggles. The next important part is your control receiver. So that speaks to the remote controller.
And what is this part?
So that's the antenna for the video transmitter, and this is the antenna for the remote controller. And then there is more expensive thing, which is the goggles, which are super expensive, about 50,000 rupees for this. The drone costs about 30,000-35,000, and the remote should be around 15 to 20, a good reliable one. Yeah, so these are the main things.
I've seen many people when they fly with the goggles, their body tied up to somewhere because they might lose control.
I used to lose control like recently, you know, like as you fly, as you,
because it is an immersive experience, yeah. Sort of, right? You feel
that you just need to tell your body that you are not moving, it's just the picture in your, yeah, you know, in the goggles that's moving. But I've seen people standing on cliff edges and then flying FPV drone. Like, shit, that is something next level. I want to try that.
How do you program in specific software or what language or something? You need programming in that?
So, no. There is no programming needed in FPV drone. You remember, have you seen the Shark Tank episode of the FPV thing?
I had just seen the trailer of that and then...
There's no programming needed. There are two softwares. Mm-hmm. One is called Betaflight. That is focused for racers and, you know, people who are into FPV drones. Another firmware is called iNav. In Betaflight, there are more features for FPV pilots, like tunability and stuff like that. In iNav, those features are absent, but there are more features for GPS based tasks.
There are the softwares where you can just configure it.
Yes, those are just the softwares where you put the values and tell the software this is the kind of drone is, you know, the drone has such small motors, not really, but the configuration of motors is like this, and the GPS location is here, and the magnetometer and compass are oriented in this way. And the flight controller is either flipped like this or flipped like this or rotated like this. So you just tell the software, this is how the drone is set up. That's all. And everything, it's a proper user interface. And that, again, that iNav is has a lot of GPS based features. And this drone can hold its position, can return to home, being an FPV drone. So I love this. This is like a DJI FPV drone, Avata.
Yeah, but then the boards and all you get of various brands, right? Yeah. So how is it compatible?
If you choose, if you plan to switch between the softwares, you want the compatibility with both the softwares, then you buy a board that has a barometer or I2C protocol.
Most complex build.
Most complex, my Blackmagic camera. To naked conversion, this one. So this is a Blackmagic pocket cinema camera. Since you are into videos, you know what that camera is. It's a very bulky camera. Then I had to put it into this enclosure. Not the drone, ignore the drone, but this top thing that you see is what the conversion is. So I just remove the motherboard, sensor, put it in this enclosure, and saved around 300 to 350 grams, which is like pretty huge.
What is the bottom thing? This is a vision camera or something?
Yeah, so every drone will have that camera. So that's basically the camera that gives me the
feed. Feed, you won't get goggles. Feed from here.
No, this is just the recording. I'll just put this on in some time and show you how the interface is.
Angle from this and angle from this will be different, right?
Yeah, so depending on what I'm shooting, imagine I'm shooting some cars drifting, then if it is a fast action, I have to fly fast, then the faster you go, the more angle, the angle gets more aggressive. So I point the cameras a little higher, and then I have to point this also a little higher, I loosen this, and then I get it higher like that, and tighten it, and slightly, you know, kind of eyeball and see that both the cameras kind of pointing in the same direction.
Okay.
And then as you fly, and then in my goggles, I have the frame guides set according to this camera's field of view. So more or less, I'm shooting what this camera is seeing. This was a very crazy build. So I got calls and, गाली फ्रॉम मैनी पीपल थे, अरे भाई हम लोग लेंस निकालने से पहले भी कैमरा ऐसा उल्टा करके उस पर डस्ट वस्ट करते हैं एंड ऑल दैट, तू तो ऐसे सेंसर निकाला उसका. आई एम प्रिटी श्योर दैट दिस विल होल्ड अप इन अ क्रैश. आई डोंट थिंक
द ओरिजिनल 4K बॉडी इज लाइक अ,
इट इज कंपोजिट, कार्बन नायलन कंपोजिट, सो इट वोंट शैटर लाइक कार्बन फाइबर, बट इट विल break like very soft kind of a fabric. It can tear.
Do you spend time or is there an option where you optimize flight time and all in this, or it is based on the components what you use?
To get the most flight time, have to increase the, in layman term, you have to increase the size of the battery and make everything as light as possible. But there is a sweet spot to that battery also. A big battery will stop you from doing nimble flights. You know, it will be very sluggish. It will fly for long, but it will do very sluggish movements. You don't want that, and you don't want something that just flies and then you have to take it down in like 2 minutes, 3-4 minutes minimum. So you have to select a battery that is light enough yet can hold up the charge, and then you can do a lot of cinematics or acrobatics, whatever you however you want to fly.
But I think more of acrobatics only you do, na? Cinematic shots you get with the other drone.
Yeah, so those are also cinematics if you see. Like, those are very sober flights.
Yeah, but you don't get like just a static one, you know, just your, just a pan shot. Yeah.
This is more like going into something always. So, flying from a height, you know, like a mountains, taking that line and following those trees and then... Those are also cinematics, if you see. But yeah, much more thrilling.
Yeah.
A lot of adrenaline.
There is some
rush.
Weird feeling to that. You feel trippy that that's enough to watch, but you feel like I should watch
more. Yeah. So every time I fly, I'm like, I got the shot, but I want to fly more. So I'll just go again. And then, shit, battery is going too low. I have to do this last flight. Okay, come down and change the battery. Then I will fly more. Because the batteries, so like you cannot keep them charged. You have to discharge them. You cannot store them. Charge karundo, wait for the shoot. No. Just charge them a day before the shoot.
Otherwise, if you have them charged, you fly them and discharge them and then keep?
Yeah, discharge them and keep.
Why so?
Because if you read the label on the battery, they will be mentioned as 3.7 volts. Per cell, and that is the healthy voltage that a battery is happy to stay in, that voltage. So when you charge, they will kind of bulge. If you store them in a charged state, they will start to puff up, and if you kind of keep them discharged also completely, they will puff up. So 3.7 volt is like a storage voltage which you have to keep at. Even DJI drones, you cannot just charge the batteries and keep them. You have to at 50% always.
I've been keeping them charged
always. I know. Everybody does that. I've done that and they're like, oh shit, these are expensive. I shouldn't
have. Yeah, I should now discharge them and keep at 50%. Because it is like you can get shoot anytime. If you have to give battery, keep it charged and keep. Yeah, so it
the,
is like that.
The good thing about the Mini is they are using lithium ion cells inside. Mm. They don't bulge.
So it is advisable if you keep it at 50% or less, something.
We get the charger. No, the charger also has discharge function in it. So you just plug the battery into the charger, and on the other end, you plug a high wattage bulb, like a car bulb or something. And then you set how much voltage is your storage voltage. And then the charger will light that bulb up. When it reaches that storage voltage, it will stop.
There's a hot burning question people ask. License aayega? Do you need a license for FPV?
See, for any drone, you need license. Since drones are banned, you cannot fly them anywhere. So if we have to fly somewhere and we get a shoot, we tell the client to arrange for those things. Because we are not somebody who will... Amka kon license di na. License ni, sorry. Permission, nobody gives us a permission. Licensing has started in India. DGCA has centers. But they have hired people who... are like freshers. We know more about drones. Like DGCA is for civil aviation. It's a civil aviation agency. And they teach a lot of things, I think, which are not really needed if you are into drone operating. Process to get the license is quite expensive. Not really sure if it justifies that price, but yeah, I would definitely.
Because I had inquired, someone told me you get a license in KIP, yeah. And we were wondering, the shoots are so less here. And then the
you
price...
should get returns, no?
Mm, like, yeah, that only.
The price should be
the drone returns we are not getting, then you take license and
it
just...
Right now, having a license doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean that you can fly everywhere you want.
Mm.
It is just a documentation that, haan, mere ko drone udana aata hai. But mere jaise drone udane wale aur bhi hai, jiske paas license nahi hai. Toh main license leke karu kya, uska fayda hi nahi hai toh. There are people with license who fly like shit.
Mm.
And then there are people like me, so many people like me, who fly really good, who don't have license. License is not really important. And all type, even, see, recently I was flying for Indian Army in Uttarakhand. Like all their, so every year they do this joint exercise with neighboring countries. Like this time they had gone to Uzbekistan. So it is like a collaboration, like a joint exercise. They do a lot of drills. So as a trailer for that, we shot, a team went and shot with them. It was crazy. It was amazing. And nobody asked for the license. Bhai, tere ko drone operate karne aata hai ki nahi? Nobody asked. If the army is not keen on getting those, you know, then what's the point?
Where have you encountered where they have asked license?
Never.
No. For the, even for the movie,
never.
Or the, not required, na?
Never. There will be some kida.
Yeah, some random people. I think some resort or something where shooting, then someone is asking.
Haan.
Do you have license?
Taj does this. Taj has, so Taj has this, there's nothing wrong with it, frankly. So they have their own system. They have a form which, where you have to mention UIN of the drone, unique identification number. And they were asking this UIN even before the UIN process for registration had started. Nobody in the country had UINs that time.
They might have the template from abroad or the other.
Yeah.
So they just got it. Here,
no. This was Indian, proper Indian things only. So they were asking, and I used to write, UIN process has not started in those blanks. And like only DANs have been allotted. So DAN mentioned a DAN. But pilot license, like pilot license not needed for this category of drones. I used to mention that everything what I've been flying is under 2 kg. All the drones are under 2 kg, so I am not eligible to have a pilot license. Anything over 2 kg is where you need a pilot license. Technically, what the law states is, if you want to fly somewhere, you need to mention the local authorities. It's like a local police station. Police station, as soon as you go there, you have a tension ki they'll come and harass you at the time of shoot. You never know what they'll do.
Yeah.
So first of all, they will not let you fly.
Mm.
Even if you are having a license, like, no, hum log responsibility nahi lene wale. You're not allowed.
Mm.
I'm not speaking wrong things about the police, but these are the things that come to your mind and you'll be like, arre, bina bataye fly kiya to acha hai. Then you take the wrong path.
Hmm.
But again, nobody's going to catch you. So just...
When you ask, usually tendencies, when you ask, they won't agree.
Yeah.
Achche se poochho to koi agree nahi karega. Like, baad mein aap bologe, aise kyun gaya, aise kyun gaya.
So you be a responsible flyer.
Hmm.
You know that you are not supposed to invade anybody's privacy.
Hmm.
Don't go close to somebody's balcony or something like that, you know. Just stay away from people and fly in very secluded places. Do your shots and go away from that place. Simple as that. As long as you follow local, you know, like the privacy thing, and then be away from government buildings.
Stay away from airports and all.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Airports, one of the most important thing. Stay away from the airport. Approach paths and...
Yeah.
If you are doing something right, then you just have to be confident that I'm doing something right. You, even if you want to catch me, that I have an explanation for why I'm doing this. So yeah, but in Goa I've never faced any issues. Like even when I was flying illegally, in their terms it is illegal because drones are illegal. Even when I was flying in public places, like cops have come and told us that bhai kon complain karche, before somebody complains just go away, huh? Mm. Once you are done just go. They've been sweet so far.
When I fly the mini and when I fly the air is so quiet. Yeah. And mini is a...
They are getting so small and so capable.
Okay, before rapid fire, I had one question. Like, if you had to design a perfect drone, like what specs or what things will...
It should be light. It should be small. It should have a big sensor to shoot big resolution videos. High resolution videos. And should fly a really long time, you know. Should have a good, decent flight time.
The recent one you are getting with that tele lens. You have seen the 3, na? 77, 160mm yeah. lens.
There. I have the Mavic 3, normal Mavic 3, which has those two lenses. And I always wish, like, oh shit, there should be this lens which should, you know, avoid that gap in the middle, you know. It should fill up that gap. And then DJI comes up with that. You're like, yes, I have to buy this now. It gives you confidence to fly. Plus, it gives you a really nice parallax also.
Yeah. So, we move to rapid fire. Yeah. Some noob advice and something like that. Okay. So, drones or bike? Which one will you select?
Drones.
Yeah. Bike, I think it has faded off because you have already sold your bike.
Yeah. I'll tell you why. Not because of that. I wasn't getting time. I sold it because after I got married, I wasn't getting time to ride it. And my bike had that cowl, no back seat. Mm-hmm. And my bike, my wife hated bikes. So I was like, okay, fine. And then I was also getting time to, you know, I was getting a lot of shoots. And like the bike was rusting in one corner. Mm-hmm. It was right time to just sell it off.
Sad story.
Yeah, sad story. But FPV gives you that thrill, except for the oral drama of the bikes. So the thrill is always there in this, so it's fine.
Customizing, building drone, or being a pilot?
Making drones. Building drones. I love to do those things.
3 tips for noob drone pilot.
Don't consider that you are not capable enough and underquote. Practice, learn to set your movement values right, so your drone behaves the way you want and you get smooth footage. Once you are familiar with how the drone, you connect to the drone properly, start charging what the market values are. Just because you want the shoot, don't, you know, go low on prices. That just creates a very bad scene for the other drone operators. You need to see, even the taxi association has a proper rates. Just to get the job, just to get a ride, they won't simply come down on prices, right? That should be similar with all the fields. Although taxi association is pretty pathetic in Goa. Be little, you know, baap ka paise ka, you know, aise, don't simply have some respect for your father's money. Not the first drone is usually given to you by your parents. So don't have an attitude. Be always into that learning zone. Just because you have a drone doesn't mean you know everything. You have to learn everything. Every day is a new learning from a new client. So be open to learning. And know your drone before going to your shoot. One day this guy from Mapsa, he had a Inspire 1. Okay, he gives me a call. So I'll tell you what the scene is. So Inspire 1 RAW records RAW data on the SSD. And it's not like direct plug and play and you can copy the files. There has to be a DJI software. There's a DJI software that you have to fire up. Then you put the SSD in the card reader. Then it will read. And then you select the files and export it into your storage media. This guy doesn't know. After the shoot, he calls me like, bhai, ye copy kaise karne ka? Tune shoot pe gaya, tere ko pata nahi hai ye? Then I told him, baba, aisa aisa kar paacha rahe. But yeah, that's what. Know your drone. Clients don't want, they don't have time to time for you to research after shoot. Yeah. How to
troubleshoot
something.
They have hired you because you are a professional, right?
Exactly.
You know what you are doing.
Yeah. And since the newbies are, you know, newbies, there will be a lot of crashes, even with the DJI drones. Keep a backup handy. Don't simply go on a drone that if it crashes, you don't know what to do next. Then the next, another person he'll send. This has happened before. Like, I've hired a person and then his drone goes bad and he hires another person. He comes on shoot and I get scolding from the client. Bhai, konang dalda re do hai shoot aga? So I just stopped referring people. Recce's are really important. You need to know what location you are flying at, especially when it comes to FPV drones. How will the signal will perform in that scenario? Because there will be a lot of, if it's a music event, there will be a lot of people
and Wi-Fi interference,
mobile phone signals, towers around. So even when there are people, you have to do like test flights and see how far you can go comfortably. First flight shouldn't be your short flight, like where you record your shot. First flight should be always your test flights. Then you need to know how to conserve your batteries. Simply don't fly, you know. Keep things ready from your client end and then you take a flight.
You must have encountered, right? Client saying, or do shot le lo, or do shot le
lo. That happens. That's fine. But when the drone is flying, you should be recording. You shouldn't be thinking what to do.
Yeah, you take the flight arm and let me think, you know, let me frame the shot.
Yeah. So, 10 minutes of a flight should have at least 7-8 minutes of footage. Be like that. So your flight time, your battery time shouldn't go to waste.
Most horrifying moment of your career?
The EVC crash. Usually anytime a crash happens is...
Not a crash.
Thankfully, I've never crashed like FPV drones. I've never crashed any drones into people except for the EVC crash. I don't even know where it crashed properly. So that was a big goof up.
But then with experience you get to know small details and how to, you know, manage and everything.
Yeah, so as you keep flying you learn a lot about the physics of the drone. Then you know, your mind just subconsciously does those movements. You kind of avoid. It's like walking and then you trip over something and you react.
Like for example, for the ready-made drones, I'm saying. The pan shot, they put that quick shot and they do. But if someone is professionally in wants, so he will, you know, just have this motion and then he'll take a pan shot.
Yeah, I always do all those
And manually. There is fun doing that when you do it manually. You have control and you know when.
You have control over the altitude. Mm-hmm. You have control like whenever you want to go close to in that pan shot. Mm-hmm. Gimbal. In the pan shot, like automated one, you only thing you have is the... Actually, you don't have control over anything. Drone does it all by itself.
Mm. You only have the control to stop it.
Yeah.
When I say something, you have to stop. Only that control you have. I had one more interesting question. Like, the drone, the ready-made, what you get, the board, can you use that board if you're doing some FPV build, can you remove that? And
yes, of course. So I had this thing in mind. So my Mavic 2 Pro right now is kind of, you know, just like a secondary drone. It is just lying around. So what I thought, create an enclosure for the motherboard, remove the gimbal part, just keep the camera. And then put everything in a 3D printed enclosure and then mount that enclosure over this drone, FPV drone. So that can be used as a drone for live streaming. Because on the smart controller, you have the HDMI output. Give it to the mixer and then...
But that board can be compatible with what remote?
No, it won't be compatible. So you will have... existing drone's motherboard only transmits the camera settings and camera feed. You can see everything, see the picture, do the aperture, do the shutter speed, do the ISO, put the record. So one person can be just dedicated to do those settings and, you know.
In this FPV, you get 2% control?
Yeah, so recently they have been making cinelifters. Cinelifters where it's basically a FPV drone that can lift a cinema camera. Mm. So they're called cinelifters. So on those cinelifters, they have started putting DJI RS gimbals with a cinema camera on it. So the cinema camera is sending its feed to camera operator, which is operating the gimbal. So imagine this drone is flying, FPV pilot, for example, me, I'm flying this drone straight this way. So the other person pans this camera, rotates it, however. So you can either mount it on top or at the bottom. So if I'm doing more of frontal shots, then I mount it here, and then I go close to the car, I do all these shots, and then the camera operator just focuses where the camera needs to see.
Hmm. But how did this sync? I'm really... Because one person is flying.
So they are both together.
Hmm. One person is flying like this, he wants to sync. But by if in his motion, he goes a bit ahead.
So the gimbal does most of the stabilizing. And then they speak to each other on the intercom.
Should have been like,
In Konkani, that will be the... That's how they will speak. Yeah. But it's pretty chilled out, I think. It's a lot of fun.
One more question I had, I missed out before we close. Like, how you travel to other states and all, right? So how you carry the drone? Because on flight and all, they say...
Yeah, so... My drones go in luggage. Distinguish between FPV and Mavic. If I'm going on a Mavic DJI drone shoot, then my remote and the batteries stay with me on the hand in the handbag. The drone, the propellers and all the other accessories stay in the luggage check-in. Now, if I'm carrying FPV drones, again, FPV drones, any drone will stay in the luggage and any batteries will stay in the handbag. There is no issues with you carrying, you know, drones in domestic flights. There's no problem. Only thing is the authorities are keen on knowing why are you carrying so many batteries. That's the only concern they have. Like, tu itna battery leke ja kahan raha hai? So I just opened my Instagram account and tell them ki this is what I do for a living. This is a homemade drone. And every battery it flies for around 3 minutes.
Typically, how many batteries you carry? Must be carrying a
major
lot. That's why they are asking.
Then, major shoot, then around 15 to 20. And
definitely they'll be asking, what are you doing with so many? Are you exporting it from Goa to...
So yeah, I just have to make them realize that you're not doing anything wrong.
Because we have never traveled with the drone, but always curious, like...
So for DJI drones, not a problem. Now they are familiar ki har bande ke paas to drone hai hi aur ye carry karega. So they might just ask you ki battery leke kidhar ja raha hai aur tera drone kidhar hai. So just tell them ki drone is in my luggage. You might think that you are getting harassed because you're carrying a lot of batteries, but no, just need to
open your Instagram and show them.
Cooperate and tell them ki, yeah. Bhai,
don't be arrogant.
Just because you have done a couple of shoots with some really good celebrities.
Yeah. Where can people find you? Like,
I'm pretty much active on Instagram. My posts are not that active.
You can find at V Aero.
Yeah. So
WEAERO.
V Aero. Yeah. And, YouTube is where my content, like, showreel content goes. But Instagram is my main part.
Great experience. Ek drone to yaar bech ke hi jayega. So
I'll keep a few.
So Kunal Raj, this side, hope you enjoyed listening. You can find this episode on Spotify, YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, everywhere. And keep listening. If you like, then drop a comment. If you have any more questions, drop a comment. Idhar se kaat deta hai.